Welcome to The Spiritual American. My name is Dr. Anne O'Hare. I'm your host. Today is probably the most important topic, the most impactful topic that we're going to be covering on this podcast. And it's called the red pill of karma. So we're going to be talking about what a red pill means. We're going to be talking a little bit about karma. Now, whenever I do a lecture or a class on karma, it takes at least an hour and a half just to do the basic, and I'm going to do this in about 20 minutes. So this is definitely the tip of the iceberg, but you're going to get the essence of the teaching, and it's very powerful. If you implement this, it's extremely powerful. So here we go. I want to say buckle up now. But let's enjoy this. It's an extremely transformational piece of spiritual knowledge. So karma, what does karma mean? We hear karma all the time. Some people say, you know, bad karma, karma got you back, instant karma, things like that. Karma simply means action. The word means action. So there's a law of action and reaction. So whatever you do, that's what comes back to you. So normally when we think about this, we think about it in the physical. You smack me in the head, you hit me in the head, and then somewhere down the line, somebody's going to hit me in the head. Or it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, like that kind of idea. But in spirituality, we're looking a little bit deeper at what karma actually is. And what the return actually is. But before we talk about that, I want to explain that karma is not right and wrong. Karma is a machinery, like a law. Like you wouldn't say that gravity is bad or wrong, or you wouldn't say that centrifugal force is bad or good or anything like that. You wouldn't put a judgment on the other physical laws. So we can say that the law of karma is another physical law. It's a machinery that works. It's a spiritual machinery that works energetically. So remember when I said like the eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, it's not really like that. It's more like the quality of the energy that you put out, however much, that's what you're going to get back. So for instance, if I put out 10 molecules of happy, I'm going to get 10 molecules of happy back. But the way I gave the happy and the way the happy comes back doesn't have to be the same. So let me explain that again. So let's say I was a business person. And I was very insensitive to the feelings of my employees, let's say. Let's say all I cared about was money. And all I cared about was money. And then I treated everybody insensitively. So I am being insensitive. But what I'm putting out there is a cutting off from my feelings. Like I'm cutting off from my feeling of generosity towards others. I'm cut off from it. That's greed, right? If I'm greed, I'm cutting off I want something. So I'm cutting myself off from generosity and things like that. So that's the energy I'm putting out there. And what's the impact of that? The people around me don't feel love from me. They don't feel, you know, taken care of or anything like that. So that's the energy and the result that I'm putting out there. So what would be the result that I would get back? I would be then in a situation where I would feel like someone's not paying attention to me. Someone doesn't care. You know, I'd get the back end of the same energy that I put out there. It might not be in a business relationship. Maybe it would be in a personal relationship. Maybe it would be, you know, at some point I would be vulnerable to that and then I would get the return of that energy. Now I'm speaking fast, so I would recommend, because this is very deep what I'm talking about. What I would recommend is that after I get past each point, just stop for a second and think about it. So what I've said so far is karma just means action. That it's not just about eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. There's no right or wrong. It's a machinery. Whatever you put out there in terms of energy and feelings and response from others, that's what you're going to get back returned to you in the same amount. But it doesn't have to be the same physical situation. So that's the machinery of karma. Now, the red pill. What's the red pill? So what does a red pill mean? In the movie, The Matrix, and this has become part of our societal lexicon, right? This idiom of the red pill. In the movie, Neo, the main character, met with Morpheus or whatever, and Morpheus is going to tell him the truth about the Matrix. But he said, here's a red pill and here's a blue pill. And he said, if you take the blue pill, you're going to go back to your life and you're going to forget this ever happened and nothing's going to happen. But if you take the red pill, I'm going to tell you the truth and you're never going to be able to unsee it. So you choose. So I'm offering here the red pill of karma. And the red pill of karma is this. So let's say that you all want to take the red pill. I'm saying that you all want to take the red pill. You don't know you do yet, but you all do. The red pill of karma is this. You are 100% responsible for everything happening in your life. 100% responsible, not 99, 100. Now, let me qualify that. Am I responsible directly for someone else's behavior? No. Should I make it okay if someone abused me or whatever? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying that I'm 100% responsible for everything that's happening in my life. For instance, let's say I'm not happy in my marriage. Well, I was the one that married the person, right? This is why it's a red pill, okay? Because it's like an ouchie, right? It's like, wait a minute. Yeah, I do have to take responsibility for that, right? It doesn't mean that you don't listen to your feelings, and it doesn't mean that there wasn't a reason. It doesn't mean, but the responsibility is an absolute. It's an absolute. I am responsible. The good news about this responsibility, red pill, is that after you get past the ouchie of it, like, wait a minute. All right. Yes, I am responsible. When I say I'm responsible, then I can change it. If I'm blaming everyone else for how I feel, I can't really change anything. Not to mention, I'm creating more karma of not taking responsibility for myself, right? This is interesting that I just said this, because one of the things that used to bother me, and I don't know if it still does, it hasn't happened in a while, but people at work or something, it used to bother me when someone wouldn't take responsibility for their job. Like, it used to bother me. So they would be like, yeah, whatever. And it would like really bother me that they wouldn't take responsibility. And now I guess I'm over it. Cause now that I'm thinking about it, it's okay. Like, it's okay that they're not taking responsibility, but I'm taking responsibility. Like, I'm taking responsibility for my own thoughts, my own feelings, my own situation, my own relationships, my health. Every circumstance is my responsibility. I asked one of the seniors in our organization one time, like, if I don't know where, you know, if this is like a machinery and I don't know what I did before or what's affecting, how do I know what my karma is? And he said, just look at your life. That's your karma. Now, remember, karma is not good or bad. So all the good things that you have are also your karma. If you have money, that's your karma. That's good karma. If you have health, that's good karma. Not all karma is bad. And when I say bad, I mean causing sorrow, right? So let's define bad. Bad means it's causing sorrow. Good means it brings happiness, right? Or brings security or something naturally good for a human life. Yeah. So if I'm looking at my life and I say, okay, I'm going to take the red pill. I'm going to take the red pill. Here I go. Yes, I admit it. I'm 100 100%. 100%. What's going to happen is you're not going to be able to see the world the same after that. You're not going to be able to blame your husband for your upset. You're not going to be able to blame your wife for something. You're not going to be able to blame your kids. You're not going to be able to blame anybody for your feelings and your situation. That in the beginning is difficult because it's kind of like the train of your karma has been going 90 miles an hour in one direction. And now all of a sudden you're saying, I'm not going that way anymore. Now I'm going to go this way. There's a momentum behind all of that that you've been doing. And it's okay because anything can change. The benefit of taking the red pill of karma is that we quickly begin to realize that anything is able to be changed. Am I saying that if you have stage 4 pancreatic cancer and you're, you know, you have 2 weeks to live and if you take the red pill of karma, you're going to get better? That's not what I'm saying. I hope I'm making sense. There are extreme circumstances, maybe illness or something like that, or maybe abusive behavior, or maybe people, you know, but I'm going to say that my experience can be changed. There's going to be another podcast on family relationships that's using this philosophy that you can change within any situation. The last podcast was about freedom in relationships. It's all about being responsible for yourself in the relationship at all times. I can't emphasize enough what a deep transformation is available if you accept, if we accept the responsibility for myself and my life. Understanding that karma is a machinery. It doesn't judge. It just gives back what it got. So if I have a relationship, let's say people, a lot of times people are in an unhappy marriage or something like that. I got married, so I take responsibility. Now I can get out of that marriage, but I have to do it responsibly. I'm not going to blame the spouse. This is how we finish the karma. So this is it. If there's a situation where you're not satisfied and you want it to be transformed or you want out of it, let's say you just want out of it. Let's say you're unhappy in your job. Like you just can't stand your job. You literally don't like it. You want to do something else, but you need the money, you know, like it's a regular job. So you're not going to leave. You're not going to be irresponsible with the job, but you're going to be 100% responsible with your feelings about it. I chose it. Maybe I chose it to please my mom, or maybe I chose it because it was the easiest thing, but it's not what I really want. You just be really honest. Honesty with yourself. Work it through, put the wishes out, journal, figure out what you want, and just don't complain anymore. Don't like not take responsibility. Don't do any of that anymore. You're finishing the karma. All of the things that we see in our life that create this feeling like, I don't want that, or like, that's not good, or whatever. We can transform it by reacting to it or by responding to it in a different way than we did before. And we want to respond to it in a responsible way. I'm 100% responsible for my feelings right now. And I have to work them out. When I work them out, and just like we had the other podcast about the five steps of authentic self-expression, if I work that out and I change, that karma's finished. One thing I can tell you in my experience is one of the ways you know the karma's finished. There's a couple of ways that you know. One way that you know is that your mind becomes very quiet about it. Like you don't think about it anymore. That means your karma's finished about it. If you have a lot of unfinished business about something, your mind is going to be going crazy about it, right? Another way that you would know that the karma is finished is that a lot of times the situation will simply leave you. Like I had at work, again, I'm always at work, but at work, I was had this person that I was dealing with, and I really did a lot of work because she was triggering me for all kinds of reasons. And I really did a lot of work, and I knew that it was done because she retired. It was like, she left, it was gone. She was gone. So for me, that was like confirmation. Okay. Karma's done. So you see how you are looking at the world through your own eyes. You're not looking at the world like I'm a victim of the situation anymore. This is why it's a red pill. I refuse to look at my life as a victim. I'm looking at it like I'm responsible for how I feel. I'm responsible for how I'm reacting, and I can change it. I can transform it, and I can become benevolent, and I can become good and finish this for good. So I'm going to stop there. I hope that this gave you some food for thought. Like I said, this is usually an hour and a half at least. But I would say for the homework, I would say, sit and just think about the red pill. Just think about the red pill. Think, am I ready to say that, yes, I'm 100% responsible for my life, period. And see what happens. What happens is you'll start seeing things differently. We had a student recently who took the course, and karma's part of the course, and she said that she was having a fight with her husband after the karma lesson. And she immediately, in the middle of the fight, she stopped. She knew what was going on. She stopped. She apologized to her husband because she realized that she was the one that was starting the fight. She was the one that was keeping it going. She had an awareness in the moment, and she was able to switch it up. Her husband was very surprised. Her husband was like, wow, you know, what are you doing? So she's meditating and she's practicing and she took the class. But I can't, again, I'm just going to say, this is very transformational. And I hope that you all consider this very seriously and good, happily, because when we do take the responsibility, there's a chance to change. And part of the reason why we feel so unhappy is because we're disempowered. So knowing the law of karma, understanding it and working within it gives us our power back, and we can change anything. It also helps others too, because when I'm feeling good and feeling powerful, others get inspired. And they can't run their games if I'm not playing. They can't run them either. So I help them that way too. So I'll leave it there. There'll be more on this. Don't worry. It's going to come up again and again. So again, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And thank you all for listening, and take care.